to 48. When Julie Noller meandered onto 6th Street in Lincoln Village, she thought it odd that a Paradise police cruiser was parked in front of her house, and Jesse Stone leaning against it. "What are you doing here?" she said.
"Waiting for you," he said.
"Waiting for me? Why?"
"I wanted to talk with you."
"What about?"
"Mr. Tauber."
"Mr. Tauber, my homeroom teacher?"
"None other."
"What about Mr. Tauber?"
"Do you like him?"
"Not much."
"Is he a good teacher?"
"I only have him for homeroom."
"Is he a good homeroom teacher?"
"He doesn't really teach in homeroom," Julie said.
"What does he do there?"
"During school, he mostly checks attendance and makes announcements, stuff like that."
"And after school?"
"He supervises detention."
"Detention as in staying after school?"
"Yes."
"Have you ever had detention?"
"You're kidding, right?"
"Have you ever had it?"
"Of course I've had it."
"Because?"
"They say I have attitude issues," Julie said.
"I can't imagine why."
"Was that meant as a put-down, Chief Stone?"
"Jesse."
"You want me to call you Jesse?"
"It's my name."
"Okay, Jesse," Julie said after a moment. "Was that a put-down?"
"An observation." Julie didn't say anything.
"What does one do in detention?" Jesse said. "Mostly homework, except if you're willing to please Mr. Tauber. Then you get to go home early."
"What does that mean?"
"I don't want to talk about it."
"You don't want to talk about what it means to please Mr. Tauber?"
"No."
"Why?" Julie didn't say anything. "Does this embarrass you for some reason?" Jesse said.
"It might."
"And you don't want to tell me why?"
"No."
"Have you ever told anyone?"
"No."
"Would it help if you told someone?" Jesse said.
"It would make things worse."
"Because?"
"Because he told us it would."
"Mr. Tauber said that if you told anyone about pleasing him, it would make things worse for you?"
"Yes."
"In what way?"
"Our grades would be lowered. We would get into trouble with the other teachers."
"So Mr. Tauber threatened you?"
"Yes."
"What did he do to you, Julie?" Julie didn't say anything. "He obviously did something which he knew would reflect badly on him. What did he do, Julie?"
After several moments, she said, "He made us sit on his lap."
"And what did he do when you sat on his lap?" Jesse said.
"You know, stuff."
"What kind of stuff?"
"He would touch me."
"Touch you?"
"He liked to touch my boobies."
"Mr. Tauber touched your breasts?"
"Yes."
"Did he do the same with any of the other girls?" Jesse said.
"I think so."
"Who else?"
"Maybe Leslie and Bonnie."
"Did they tell anyone?"
"No."
"Because he instructed them not to?"
"I guess."
"There are consequences for that kind of behavior," Jesse said.
"Which means?"
"Let's just say that I don't think he'll be doing it again."
"Who's going to stop him?"
"I am." They were quiet.
"Was that all you wanted?" Julie said.
"Lisa Barry," Jesse said.
"What about her?"
"Will you talk with Dr. Cantor?"
"The shrink?"
"Yes."
"Maybe, if you make me."
"You're a smart girl, Julie. One day you'll be a smart woman. This could be a defining moment for you," Jesse said.
"What's that supposed to mean?"
"What you did to Lisa Barry was cruel and hurtful. As you grow up and you reflect on your actions, which you will, you'll be ashamed of them. It will gnaw at you." Julie didn't say anything. "Talk to Dr. Cantor. She'll help you understand the real cause of what you did."
"I don't know about seeing a shrink."
After a moment, Jesse said, "I see a shrink."
"You?"
"Me."
"Wow."
"I like to think of it as a learning experience, just like a class. Only this class is one where you learn about yourself."
"So it's a good thing?"
"If you meet it head on, it could be one of the best things you'll ever do."
"You're a strange guy."
"Me?"
"Talking to me like this."
"Like how?"
"Like I'm a grown-up."
"In many cultures, you would not only be regarded as a grown-up, you'd probably already be married."
"Really?"
"You could look it up."
I like you, Chief Stone.
Jesse, he said.
Jesse, she said.
I like you too, Julie.